This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I got to ask you another one. I'm in Northwest Arkansas. This is where Walmart and Sam's was born. We're in the bubble here.
Absolutely.
I've got good friends they make big decisions at Walmart. I've also got good friends that make big decisions at Amazon. I would love your take to hear. I mean, this seems like a classic discussion from what you're saying, that the whole grocery war. And I mean, it's crazy here, the test models that we see happening to be first to market or to solve that problem. Any take on Walmart and Amazon or that solution?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's I think that, it's going to be some version of Golden State and, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers going at it year after year, or maybe the Lakers and Celtics from yesteryear.
So I think they're going to go at it for a long time.
I think so, just because, I don't think it's going to be resolved anytime soon.
Right.
I think that, the advantage that Amazon has, and, you know, a lot of people talked about it, is that, a lot of these players on the West Coast, it's a little bit like the supposed Mayweather, and who's the MMA guy that wants to fight him? The Irish, I'm blanking on his name. But
yeah, you're talking about
yeah. Yes. But like, this is, to me, the fundamental question is, can a boxer defeat an MMA fighter, right?
Right.
And Walmart, brilliant as they are, you know, it's a little bit like, you know, they throw punches. Amazon grapples, kicks, and punches, and does a whole lot of other stuff there, right? And what I mean by that is, yep, they're a retailer, but they have Amazon Prime, which kind of makes them a club model, like Sam's Club, and that was a cash flow benefit to there. You have kind of Amazon Web Services. You have, the third-party marketplace, where, you know, my understanding is that their ability to change pricing is so much faster than traditional retail. Like, they almost function like a hedge fund.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.
Derek Champagne here. I'm here with my mentor, Aaron Walker. He's the president of View from the Top. He helps men learn how to show up intentionally in all areas of their life. I see leaders struggling with their identity. What do you recommend that they do?
You know, the problem is oftentimes, Derek, that we tie our identity up into our personal net worth financially or our title. And I help you unpack what your identity should be tied to. And you can find that out if you'll go to mypersonalassessment.net. It will help you also uncover your personal identity.